Happy Earth Month, everybody. I know that every year we write down different goals that we want to accomplish. And maybe one of your goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. Well, here's some fantastic news. Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. And by the way, who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Super cute little doggies on leashes, soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your little nieces and nephews. Well, check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a huge difference. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. This is Heather Dubrow's World, and now you can live in it 2 times a week right here on Podcast One. Welcome back, everyone. Please welcome Lindsay Dickout. Hi, Linz.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Before we sort of launch in, I wanted to say I did this episode yesterday that was all questions and answers, and I wasn't really sure what people were going to ask because I haven't done that in a long time. And I used to do like the Dear Heather segment and, you know, do advice questions and whatnot. I mean, like just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of questions. And it was, and the questions were amazing and thoughtful and cool. I mean, I definitely got like some Orange County housewife questions and stuff like that, but just really cool questions. And I loved doing the episode and the response has just been killer. So I so needed it. I was at such a low spot yesterday and I got so many responses about how ever, you know, all you listeners out there were feeling the same and felt like we were hanging out. I just loved it. I just wanted to say, you guys all send me all these lovely thank you notes for helping or inspiring or being there for you. I just want to say thank you because you did the same for me by showing up, by your comments, by everything. So thank you. And there's definitely, definitely going to be more of that. I actually got inspired yesterday and, I'm wearing a pink bra. I'll tell you about, oh, we got to talk about bras. So I'm sort of concepting some new things for the show that are going to happen in 2021. So I'm excited about that. But anyway, Welcome, Lindsay. And first of all, happy birthday.
Thank you. Officially 39, last year in the 30s.
How does that feel? Does that bug you? Is it cool? Do you not care? Cool.
Yeah, no, I don't care. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. The alternative is not so great. And I'm actually the youngest today that I'll ever be. So yes, I'm embracing it.
By the way, that's hilarious. Today is the youngest I'll ever be again.
Yes, I will never be this young again. Not even tomorrow.
Isn't that so funny?
But I do feel like I need to step up my injectables game. I was like, huh, one should probably get injectables before the birthday.
Tamara's been posting pictures. She had CO2 laser done.
What is that?
CO2 laser. It's like, it's serious. See, it's like a big deal. It's like, you know, you got to get numbed and meds. And I mean, I think a lot of times they even might even put you to sleep for it, but it's like a major laser. It's like a 7-day recovery, 10-day recovery. And they basically just fry your face off.
Oh,
yeah, but it's supposed to be amazing, like for wrinkles and resurfacing. And, you know, she's had issues with skin cancers and stuff like that. So I know she did it for that reason, too. Right. But yeah, no, it's that CO2 laser has been around for years. I'm just so terrified of everything. I just don't know.
You've never done anything similar to that, right?
That? No. I mean, years ago, I did like an IPL couple of times. I don't think it did anything. I did a Fraxel twice. And I swear, I think it gave me under eye bags that never went away. I got like some weird edema. I'm not good with things. Yeah. I just am not meant to do many things like that. That's okay.
You have reactions to lots of things.
I really do.
Allergies. Yes.
I have like some good updates. So, I will tell you, so I've been filming a little bit of the kids' rooms.
Yes, that's what I was going to ask you about. You haven't told me anything.
So they're coming together nicely. Coco's room is basically done. They're making her curtains right now, and they redid her name Coco with a blue crystal. And I just have to figure out what else is going on the walls, but I kind of wanted to get those things in first. And she wants a big whiteboard on the wall, which I thought was kind of fun. And So I want to get those things in and look at it, but like her pillows are there and all the furniture's in, it's really looking cute. I'm very happy how it turned out. And she loves it. The only thing I will say is though, because now it's paint and not wallpaper, there's like fingerprint marks all over her wall near her light switch, and it's driving me insane. So is that like a magic eraser thing? What does one do about that?
The magic eraser thing in our house, it is. But paint is so much, I mean, wallpaper stresses me out so much because so much wallpaper, a smudge is done, you know? Once it's there, but it doesn't smudge as easily as paint.
Yeah, I don't know. You know me, I'm kind of a wallpaper whore. I love wallpaper. I have it on most of the ceilings of my house.
It's so sexy.
It is sexy. I love it. But I'm doing videos because I'm going to do a YouTube video when they're done of the whole process and the whole thing. And I think that'll be great because everyone's been asking for that. And also, speaking of Coco, a lot of people have been asking about her relationship with Terry. Oh. And I just wanted to say that their relationship is really, really good. I think a lot of stuff happened this summer, and I think he just got to the point where he listened and realized that he's the adult and she's the child, and he was going to have to change the way he was acting and reacting in order for there to be a shift in the relationship, which he was so stubborn about before, which was so crazy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and now they're like, they're buddies. It's so, I'm not saying it's perfect, but it's great. It's really great.
So glad. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm very happy about that. Another update is, do you know how I weirdly always woke the kids up in age order?
Yes, you do everything in age order.
Yeah, it's very strange. I know. So also one thing, Gabby Reese, you know Gabby Reese?
Yeah.
She's been on the show before. I love Gabby. So Gabby once took me to task for the fact that when I would wake up Nikki, I would like go in his bathroom and like put the toothpaste on his toothbrush and like pull out his deodorant and everything and lay it all out. She's like, that's ridiculous. It was like, I don't know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. She's like, you've got to stop doing that. And I was like, yeah, of course I'm going to stop doing that. Never stop doing that. But I had this weird epiphany in the last couple of days where I realized, number one, not only do I not even do any of that anymore for Nikki. I don't even wake him up. This kid is so self-sufficient and really has been for a long time, but I think I just realized it. He gets himself up and dressed. He's out of the house so early. And sometimes he was like texting me, like, I'm leaving. I'm like, no, 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 no. So now the new routine is he comes into my bathroom and finds me and gives me a hug and says goodbye and whatever. But he wants to get to school early. He's got his shit together. He is. And I hate to jinx it by saying all this out loud because you know how that happens. But I have to say, man, you know, if you ever look at your kids and you go, will this ever end? Yes, it does, in a really nice way. So he's great. Max is still doing online school, but I don't wake her up either. She gets herself up. She's on her Zooms at the appropriate time. She handles everything. And so, oh, remind me to tell you about the family calendar. Okay, so that's her. Katarina gets herself up, gets herself dressed, comes down for breakfast. So the only one that I'm really handling is Coco.
Wow. What a crazy, like you always say, ages and stages.
Yeah. So I realized it's really good. And I'm still going to complain about the Coco thing a little bit, but the sleeping is better. So once I lay with her and she falls asleep, I can leave and she sleeps through the night. Mostly, like every once in a while, something will happen, but like mostly she's fine. And I wake her up in the morning and, you know, I'm with her while she gets dressed. I still am kind of her lady's maid, I have to say. It's like the hands go up. I take the shirt off. I'm like, you're almost 10 at some point. But by the way, she's perfectly capable of getting herself dressed. Like if I said, hey, your buddy's coming over in 15 minutes. You better throw on a swimsuit. I promise you, she could run upstairs, get a pair of board shorts and a rash guard on, pull her hair in a ponytail and be downstairs in 10 minutes. So I know she can do it.
Right.
And I'm probably babying her a little bit, but I don't know. I know it's about to end, so I guess I just don't care that much.
Yeah, that's smart. And it's sweet. It's not like you're making it so she's not capable of being self-sufficient.
Totally. But it's just, you know, they're all like getting to those, I don't know, new ages. It's so interesting to me. Mm-hmm. What else did I want to tell you? So that one, and that was it. All right. So,
family calendar.
Family calendar. So, okay. You, a couple of years ago, had tried to get us to use Basecamp. And, you know, it just never really, I tried it. I couldn't get everyone else on board with it, even though I could understand it. It was just like, I don't have the kind of team you have that, understands it, basically. So, but I think it's really smart. And there's a lot of really good apps like that. I think there's another one called like, with an S, like Sonus. Is that what it's called? Have you heard of that one?
You're not talking about Slack, right?
No, not Slack. I'll find out the name of it because you might want to look into this. It's like a newer one. But anyway, I love the whole idea of it. But what I realized was what I needed was to organize. I had all these random calendars on my phone because I never took the time to say, okay, this, you know, I don't really care if it's color coded or anything, but I actually took the time and cleaned up all the calendars. And now I have joint calendars with each of my kids. And then we have one family calendar.
Wow.
Because I was tired of hearing this. You never told me that we fill in the blank. So, and I, you know, it used to be the big bulletin board in the pantry that I had all the schedules laminated and everyone could go in there and look and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I just found that in this new stage, this is the best thing ever. So like Nikki and I have a calendar together. So when he says, hey mom, would you mind getting me a haircut appointment? Or if he has to go to the dentist or something, I'll put it on our joint calendar. So now we both know when it is. If he makes himself an appointment or he has a tennis lesson and he changes it on the calendar. So I know.
And so then he doesn't have to tell you.
He doesn't have to tell me. And now I see it's been moved. So I don't worry. So I know like, oh, okay. So he'll be home for dinner or he's going to be late for dinner. You know what I mean? And of course we talk, but it's just, I'm like, gosh, I'm sure everyone has done this forever, but I've always been so old school with the actual writing down of everything. And it's so labor intensive and erasing it on the board, the dry erase board, figure out this has been amazing. And then I have a family calendar that they're all on. So when there's a trip or there's a dinner or there's anything like that, everyone is very well aware.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Game changer. But am I an idiot? Am I so far behind? No. Does everyone do this?
No, I don't. And you just do it through, you just literally do it through the Apple phone. The iPhone.
I literally do it through the Apple phone because I'm going to tell you something. Again, like Basecamp and all that, I think all those apps are brilliant for business because you can share certain links with certain vendors. You don't have to show everyone everything, but you can have all your stuff organized.
Right.
I had a hard time. Well, first of all, I like to cross things off my list and I didn't like how you couldn't erase it quickly. It lingered on my calendar for too long. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Totally.
And I couldn't get the kids to understand it or be like on it. So these are my three things that I absolutely love. I love the iCalendar because you can share it.
And it's literally when you hit calendar on your phone?
Yes, you literally hit calendar on your phone. And then at the bottom, it says calendars and you click on it and then you can create calendars. Here, I'm going to show you this. Look, it says like Coco, Cat, Max, Nikki, family. And that's what I have. And one is personal. That's just mine. That doesn't obviously show up on anyone else's. But like, let's say I had a nanny or an assistant or a housekeeper and I needed to share things. I could create a calendar just with them.
Wow.
And it's so easy. And you can you invite them, they accept it, and you can uninvite them.
Such a good idea. And it's just through iCloud.
And it's just through your iCalendar. Everyone has it already built into your phone. You don't have to pay for anything. Because by the way, I got rid of Basecamp because I got a bill for $100.
Yeah.
And I was like, $100 for what, man? I don't need that.
If you don't use it for a whole work team and transferring files and stuff, it's overkill.
It's totally overkill. And I also...
But it's great if you need to organize a bunch of projects.
It's great if it's a business thing. And like I said, you need to organize projects and you need to, it really is very smart the way it can separate your projects with different groups.
Right.
And for you, it's all in one spot. But if you're like me and you basically, you don't have a team and I'm the whole team. Yeah. And so I can see all my things. But for a family, I just love this.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
If you're a business owner, you don't need us to tell you that running a business is tough, but you might be making it harder on yourself than necessary. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down anymore. It's time to upgrade to NetSuite. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you information you need when you need it. Ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown, because now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. Everything you need all in one place instantaneously. Whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite. Join the over 21,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/Heather. That's NetSuite, netsuite.com/Heather. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/Heather. netsuite.com/Heather.
This is Heather Dubrow's World. Here's Heather.
So yes, for business, I agree. I think those apps are great. For personal, I love this cloud. It's free. You already have it built into your phone. Totally easy to do. And honestly, I mean, you can make an email for your kid. They don't have to use the email per se, but you give them an email. And so you can add them to the calendar and they can just look on the desktop in your home and see their calendar.
Very cool.
So that's number one is the calendar. Number two, I love 1Password.
I haven't got on that one either.
Okay. Do you have a password system?
Yes, but not good like you do. So 1Password. Okay.
So before I have in my notes, I had this whole list of passwords, right? Because I'm like, my phone's locked, whatever. And one day I realized that on my desktop, you can totally go. I mean, I guess I could put a lock on my desktop, but you could just totally go to the notes and look at them. And then I learned you can lock your notes individually. Did you know that?
No, but why would you ever need to? Because then you have to unlock it each time you want to look at it.
Yeah, but it's a FaceTime. It's a face recognition thing. So it's super easy. And like, here, I'll show you. So it looks like this. So it looks like just a lock symbol.
Oh.
So you literally, you go to, all right. So you guys, you go to a note. All right. And you go to the upper right corner where the three dots are, scroll down and there's a picture of a lock and it says lock and you just click on that and it locks your note. Cool. And what that means is because did you ever give your phone to your kid to play a game?
Yeah.
Right. So it's already unlocked. So they could go into your notes and number one, erase them. Number two, see them. So whether it's like passwords or it's your Christmas list or what you're buying them for their birthdays or whatever, or just something you don't want them to see. Like sometimes I'll write notes to myself if I'm pissed off. Like if Terry and I get into a fight, I will write myself a note. Mm-hmm. And just totally vent it out to myself and then read it the next day. It's that same principle of like, you know, sending yourself an email when you're like upset and just rereading it the next day before you send it to the person. Yes. But I would never want someone to see that because, you know, you're in the heat of the moment or you've had, you know, one beverage too many, perhaps. And, you know,
you might have been overserved.
Might have been overserved. So I lock all that stuff up because I don't want, you know, someone to see it. All right. So I used to have my passwords on there and then I locked it. So I figured, okay, now they're pretty safe and secure because they're locked. But here's the thing. I mean, I forget what the passwords are. Then I have to go back and look at them and then figure it out. This one password thing, and there's other apps like this too, but this is the one that I use because it's encrypted. So it's very safe. So even if someone hacked into their system, they can't get your information because that would be the scariest part of it, right?
Yep.
But you put all of your passwords, all of your logins, all of your everything in there and it's all done.
Yeah.
Isn't that easy?
Yeah. And so you have everything. And does it talk to your phone and your desktop?
It can talk to your desktop. I wonder if I have it set up on my desktop. I do it on my phone.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I can easily, when I'm on my desktop, there is a way to do it on your desktop. I just don't think I did that. But you can go quickly to the site and reveal the password and type it in.
Nice.
So it's easy. Okay. So the calendar, the password app, there's a lot of them, but find one that's encrypted. And then my last thing, which we may have spoken about before, but Life 360.
Yes.
Absolutely brilliant.
You told me about that a long time ago.
Yes. Yeah, so everyone signs up for it in the family and it tracks you based on your phone. So we obviously need to have a phone to do this. I can tell how fast my kid is driving in their car or how fast they were driving. I know where they are. I know where they've been. I know how much battery life is left on their phone. And when we first signed up for it, you know, they were kind of irritated. Like, why do you need to know where I am all the time? And I'm like, well, I'm your parent and now you're driving and you know, it's a safety issue. The truth is I don't look at it all that often because I'd rather call them.
Yeah.
If they're not home and just go, hey, what are you doing? You know, rather than just like check an app. But what's nice about it is like when Terry leaves LA on Wednesdays, a lot of times he falls asleep in the car and stuff. So I'll just check Life 360 and I'll see where he is. So I know how far he is from home. So I don't wake him up.
Yeah.
So it's like good for that kind of thing.
And he's fine with that. He doesn't mind if you can see where his body is. I think my husband might not want that.
Right. So Terry was really pissed off at the beginning. He's like, I'm not signing. I think I told you the story, but he was like, I'm not signing up for that, blah, blah, blah. And at first I was like, why? Where are you going? what don't you want me to know? And I'm thinking, I know where you are every second of the day. Jesus Christ. Like, you go to work, you come home, poor guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, sometimes I like to sit outside a Starbucks for 20 minutes and just sit in my car. I'm like, honey, I don't care. Go do whatever you want to do. But yeah. God forbid if I needed to find you and I can't reach you, I would like to know where you are. And we can't tell the kids that they need to sign up for this if you're not going to do it too. That's just not fair.
Right.
But now it's become like weirdly, it's what started out as feeling a little like intrusive or invasive.
Yeah.
Has become kind of sweet. Like Max named the thing the dysfunctional Dubrows, which was funny. And then sometimes like Nikki will text me and be like, you know, you need to charge your phone, mom.
Like, oh, because it shows your phone battery?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Which totally cracks me up. But it's nice. And it's become more of a bonding thing now more than anything else. So
good tip.
Yeah. I'm so those are my three favorite like things right now.
I like it.
Yeah.
You are so organized. Are all of your contacts organized? Like, so when you go to contacts, do you see like, you know, everybody's name, phone number, address, and birthday in the contact?
I don't have everyone's birthday. I don't care about everyone's birthday.
Right. Right. Or I just meant like, how about their name, phone number, and email? Is everybody's in there? Because that would be so easy.
Yeah, pretty much. And I think as I meet a new person, I set it up that way. Sometimes I have doubles because, you know, I realize I made a contact for someone with a phone number, but I never put the email. And then I added the email later and made a second contact. So I do have a little bit of that, but mostly it's pretty good.
I need to get there. It's been on my list for 2 years. I have a lot of doubles. Like one time someone, like when I upgraded a phone or something, I did a bad merge and there's a whole bunch of doubles and messiness. One time my contacts merged with Craig's and then, oh.
Oh dear. Yeah. You know, I think the best advice I can give on that is just do it as you go. That's the same thing I'm doing with the password apps too, because, or maybe it's called password one. I don't know what it's called, but anyway, I do it as I go. I didn't sit down for 3 hours and transfer everything. That's too much of a time suck. And I can't do that. So like, as I log into, like if I bought something from Saks the other day, I added it. So I just kind of like do it as I go.
Got it.
So even if it takes 2 years, who cares?
Right. I just feel like for the phone cleanup, for the contact cleanup, that needs to be sit down for 3 hours, clean it up on the computer, make sure it morphs to the phone. And then it's like clean and then keep setting it up. You wouldn't sit down for 3 hours to do it, huh?
No. I mean, trust me, there was a point in time I absolutely would have. I've really just sort of relaxed on all that stuff. I just don't think it all needs to be done yesterday anymore. It's okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I always used to be of the mindset of like, I need to get all of this done, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, and then I can do blah, 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 blah. But that list never ends. That stuff doesn't always get done. And then I just always feel behind the eight ball and I don't like it.
Yep.
And honestly, who cares if you have doubles in there? You'll fix it.
I know.
Or you won't. Who cares?
Right. True. I just want to get to where, like how you got with zero emails when you went on that trip. I want to cross off all these things on my to-do list. And what I've realized is maybe it's a modified version, you know? So I want to, you know, I've really learned that when I have these big things, how about just take one step? Like for me, I want to have every contact in there with like name, address, email, birthday, and delete all the duplicates. But that's such like a perfect goal that I never started because it sounds like such a mountain to climb.
Well, here, I have a great idea for you. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You should do it for 15 minutes on carpool line every day.
It's a great idea.
You could just take 15 minutes, sit down, or just take a letter. Sit there and do all your A's.
And then in a month, I'll be done.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Good idea. Less overwhelming that way.
It's exact, but that's the problem. I do the same thing. You and I are so much alike that way because I feel like if I can't do it all and can't do it all perfectly right at this moment, then I'm just not going to do it. Yep. So, I told you, I remember the day before I delivered the twins, I caught up on all of the photo albums and I had everything together and I was caught up on everything and it's been a shit show ever since. And you know what? I'm not suffering it anymore.
Yeah. I like it. Smart.
It's good. So you don't think Craig would ever sign up for Life 360?
No. I mean, I'm sure he would.
What would he say?
I don't know what he would say. Well, I'll let you know tomorrow. I'm going to ask him tonight and see what he would say. I think that even though I am cool being the responsible one, I think that naturally he never lies, but he'll kind of like if he goes to like a 4-hour lunch with buddies and I'm like racing and doing all like my work and different things and kids, you know, I think that he'll kind of like when he comes home, he'll kind of smooth over what he actually did just because he feels like an a-hole to be like, well, actually, I just had a great afternoon with all my buddies. You know, I see that you're sweating and now you have dinner on the table. How was your, you know? So I think just for that reason that he wouldn't want me to kind of know what he's doing. He tends to have long lunches.
I've heard about the long lunch.
I know. Sometimes they go sideways and sometimes they're just long lunches. Neither are great.
How did he do for your birthday?
He did great. He did really great. Birthdays are hard, man, because, you know, not everything, everyone is still who they are. It's not going to be, you know, it's hard not to be like, it's my birthday. Will you not argue today? Like, could I not break up your argument, you know, your disagreement today? But I also don't want to sound, you know, oh, queen, it's your birthday. But, you know, sometimes it's like, can I just have a moment? Can I just have a day? So, you know, of course, naturally there's everyone's kind of natural things, but all in all, all of them did great. He did great. Everyone's just different. Like I woke up and no one said happy birthday for like, I don't know, 2 hours, 3 hours.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You don't do this? Hello?
Yeah. I mean, after a while I did, but yeah, probably like a good 2 hours. I mean, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And that was one of the things where I was like, come on, people. I mean, I get on ladders.
Wait, so explain this to me. So you get up.
Yeah.
And the kids have to have breakfast.
Right.
So you get the kids' breakfast done. Yeah. Right. Okay. And is Craig awake at this point? Not awake at this point?
He's doing his normal lounging. Like I always get up and exercise before anyone wakes up. Then right. By the time I'm done, the kids are awake. So no, he's lounging. I'm feeding them. But I think that the only rational answer is because we went for a quick little getaway, there was like a couple nights before there was like a candle moment at dinner. Remember that one year I brought you flowers for just because I was excited to see you for your birthday. And then it was a mistake. Cause then, you know, with guys, Terry's like, haven't we already celebrated your birthday?
And I was I know. Oh my God. Wait, you brought beautiful. By the way, you made a mistake and I made a mistake. It wasn't a mistake. You were so sweet. You brought flowers and I brought a bottle of Dom Perignon that, did Fendi give it to me for Christmas. Yeah. Yeah. And it was just so pretty and they put my name on it, but I just wanted to share it with you and Nancy. And it was just supposed to be a random night, but it was like a few nights before my birthday. And then it became, and then then the restaurant sees the flowers and the champagne and brings a birthday candle. And now Terry's like, well, why are we that was it.
We celebrated. I was like, no, this is not a celebration.
No.
Oh, we know one thing snowballed into the other.
Oh, never again. No, I'm celebrating.
Yes. But I am like, you know, do you people not realize what you wake up to? Even Craig has streamers above his head on his birthday. And I was like,
Wait, shut up. You get him balloons on his birthday?
I put something in his room every time. Yeah. Something to make him feel celebrated when he wakes up. I mean, usually it's like black or like army print or something. I'm not putting like
army print balloons.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, like dude, like black and gray streamers. I mean, he rolls his eyes and says, you're crazy. But yeah, just so I just feel like if you start your birthday with some energy, like your love, there's no chance of having a bad day.
That is so cute. And that is so you. And I love that.
So, yeah. So I think that because
That would irritate Terry.
It would.
Oh, God. And I would love to do that, but that would irritate him. Yes.
That's so funny. I think it does irritate him. The whole point is like, good morning. It's your birthday. Everyone loves you so much. But yeah, my crew isn't really like that. But like I said, I think it's because the night before and the night before that, you know, the kids mention it's my birthday at dinner. So then they bring a dessert. So I feel like a little bit like, all right, it's been a few days, okay. But still you can say happy birthday, but no one gave me a card. None of them.
Okay. Wait, pause. So. Yeah. They know it's going to be your birthday. Craig knows it's going to be your birthday.
Yeah.
You're having this moment and so you get up and you work out and you put on your smoky eye and you get yourself cutely dressed. And I know you guys were doing a pool day that day. So, right? Pool day?
Yeah.
So I know you're doing a pool day. So you're feeding the kids. He's lounging.
Yeah.
No one says happy birthday. And so how does it come up?
So I think at some point I was like, you know, hello, special day. And then, those were the two kind of like surprising things that no happy birthday in the morning and no cards, which I love cards so much. But
that's the thing though.
I know that's the thing, but you know, it's kind of, I really have tried to get better about not having expectations of what it is and appreciating, you know, trying not to focus on that, even though that's what I mentioned first, but I really focus on, you know, the other stuff. Like everyone did things that they would never agree to. Like I wanted to do a little family photo shoot. I wanted to just do kind of a different concept that I had kind of had. And normally people would grunt about it. So I've learned from all my years, pick whatever you really want to do that no one will usually agree to and stockpile it on your birthday.
By the way, that is the most genius thing I've ever heard. You planned a family photo shoot on your birthday.
Yes. No one can complain. That's
genius.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, we hadn't done it really in a while. I didn't feel like the big pressure of doing the Christmas card photo. Like, I don't even know we're going to keep doing Christmas cards. And so I was like, ah, this is what makes me happy. I have this thing. I happen to have a dress that, and the girls, it really started because I found a like dresses for the girls and a dress for me that all went together. I was like, well, that equals a photo shoot. Yeah. So everyone was,
can we get a preview of what that is?
Yeah. When we post about this, I'll definitely post on it. It was just really sweet. And everyone, you know, was, you know, totally agreed. Craig never goes without shoes. Do you know that Craig wears flip-flops in the pool? He never goes, because he like does not like anything hurty on his feet. He never goes barefoot. He went barefoot on the sand. He looked at me like, you've got to be kidding me.
That is hilarious.
Yes. Yeah, so he pushed beyond what was comfortable and everyone didn't complain and had a special. Yeah. So.
Okay. You know, so you did the photo shoot and then was there like a dinner planned or.
Yep. A dinner planned.
And you planned the dinner.
Yeah. But I've learned that I kind of prefer to.
That's okay. Me too. By the way, no judgment there. I like to do what I like to do too.
Yeah.
So was there a gift?
There was a gift. Yep. Craig got me one bracelet, which was so sweet. I'm at the stage. Like, he's like, send me a list. I'm like, I don't want to send you a list. Like, there's, I don't know. I just like, it's kind of a less stuff year, like we've talked about. And I didn't feel like that. So he got me one really nice bracelet that I was excited about, and it was sweet.
I want to see that.
It was really nice. And it felt like, even though that was unexpected and felt like a lot, it was nice. I didn't want like a big old table of presents. Remember for our anniversary, it was kind of a funky time with COVID. He bought me a whole table of presents that he had never done before. It was anniversary Mother's Day, same weekend. So I was like, I feel like we've checked the box. I don't need a ton of things. So it was nice that he kind of got one thing. So that was nice and special. But
that was nice because then he like thought about it and bought something.
And listened, because he's the guy, like he's one that he goes to his same shoppers. Like I thought he was still going to do what he normally does. Like he'll get a purse, he'll get a shoe, he'll pick out a couple other things. I was like, that was what I don't want. And I was glad that he listened.
Are you wearing it?
No. No,
I was putting my glasses on.
There was a minor debacle with the sizing. I'm hoping I'm just a little swollen.
Okay. I'm sure it was the salt, dear.
Yes, I'm sure it's all the birthday eating this week, and I'm sure it'll fit just fine in a week or two.
That is so funny.
No.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. Oh,
jeez.
This is Heather Dubrow's World.
Take coloring your hair at home to the next level with Madison Reed. You deserve gorgeous professional hair color delivered to your door starting at $22. For decades, women have had two options for coloring their hair: outdated at-home color or the time and expense of a traditional salon. Many Madison Reed clients comment on how their new hair color has improved their lives. Women love the results. Gorgeous, shiny, multidimensional, healthy-looking hair. This is game-changing color you can do at home and look as if you just came from the salon. What makes Madison Reed Color unique is that it's crafted by master colorists who blend nuances of light, dark, cool, and warm tones to create over 55 gorgeous multidimensional shades. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com. Heather Dubrow's World listeners get 10% off plus free shipping on their first color kit with code Heather. That's code Heather.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's World.
But you know what? I feel like, my family knows there must be cards.
Yes, there must be.
There must be cards. There just has to be.
Yeah, I know. I have to, I really try to think through all the things. I try to think through all the things and set everyone up for success. But
they don't listen. I remember one year my sister told me, I don't think it was her birthday. I think it was Mother's Day. I think it was Mother's Day, although her birthday this year, not good. It was like, I think at 5 o'clock at night on her birthday, her husband was like, so what do you want to do for dinner? She was like, huh? Really?
Yeah.
But by the way, he's like the most fabulous guy. That's not usually like him. But, one year, I think on Mother's Day, he didn't have the kids write cards.
Yeah.
And she was like, she's not a gift person, really. Like, she's not into Valentine's Day. She's not like that. But she really, like, the card is really, really important to her. And she was so upset. And I'd never really seen her like that. And I go, you know what? Just tell him. Because if that is like going to ruin your day, why do that? So, and that's the problem. And you and I have talked about this before. It's like, you kind of want them to do it on their own, but you know what, if it's going to upset you so much, if a week before, say, get a card or tell his secretary. Like, I know Terry doesn't go to the card store, by the way. I know his assistant, Jamie, does. Jamie gets all my cards, but I know they're going to be there and he's going to sit down and he's going to write something. Yeah. If he was left to his own devices, remember the year he was writing the card on the way into the restaurant? That doesn't happen anymore.
Yes. And I've been reading about, like, not being disappointed in general. Like, I just think it's interesting to take control of as much as you can as your life to not be in a situation where you're disappointed. And I feel like I dropped the ball on this, because I think that one of the best ways with your family in general, on birthdays or otherwise, to not be disappointed is make sure they know, right? So I should have said, you know, don't give me a bunch of things. If anything, make it one thing. And I just want cards from everyone. If I would, you know, I just feel like with all the things, especially right now, like, I don't know about you, but I'm making like mini fails all the time. That I would never normally, like, today was makeup picture day. For the first picture day, for some reason, they had the kids like go run a mile. So they're all sweaty and for their picture. So I was like, fantastic. We pull up to school today and I was like, huh, why are those kids, why is their hair curled so nicely? Oh, it's makeup picture day. Let me rearrange my home. I would never miss that kind of stuff. Right. But I just think there's so much going on. Everyone kind of needs a pass, you know? But lesson learned, next year, Mother's Day, all that kind of stuff, 1 week ahead of time, I'll make sure, put it in your calendar. Maybe I'll put it in the new shared calendar.
I think also, I don't know if this is true of Craig, but I think with Terry, if I release the pressure from him, he ends up wanting to do more. So, for example, on Mother's Day, speaking of Mother's Day this year, he had said to me, like, what do you want? And I said, nothing. I just want to have dinner with the family. I mean, we were in lockdown, right? So I said, you know, it was a Sunday and it was like a really nice day outside. I go, I just want to, like, hang out in the pool. I want to, you know, I think I had pineapples to core out. I can't remember, and make drinks. And I just wanted to have cards. I said, cause he was like already complaining, like, how am I going to, I can't go shopping and I can't this and I can't that. And that's when, don't you remember, I made him a list of everyone that I work with at every store with their phone numbers. So I took that off the table for future. And then I said, but I honestly, I don't need a gift. I really just want cards. And he ended up calling Nicole and having her do these beautiful, really simple flowers and hang pictures, you know, from our chandelier in the kitchen, you know, our light fixture of all, like, little Polaroids of all the kids. And and he did end up buying me a couple of things, which were very sweet, which I really didn't need, but I was, but he made an effort and it was just like a lovely, simple day. But it was the cards that I cared about. It was something sentimental. It was the photos. It was the fact that he called Nicole. That means so much more to me.
Yeah. So do you think that there is an in-between, like, where I got to after I was kind of like, I'm a little bummed at this. I'm a little bummed at this. But then I was like, you know what? They're doing all the other things. And, like, you know, every restaurant we went to for the last 4 days, they, you know, someone runs and, like, secretly, but I know what they're doing tells them, like, you know, I just try to focus. Like, I just felt so loved overall that I wasn't going to get hung up on those two specific things. And I learned, like, next time I'll say it, but overall, I just felt so loved. I was like, whatever, you know, it all kind of evens out in the wash.
You know, I'm, by the way, my watch told me to get up and that's why. it's very painful. But here's the thing. The thing that I think is, I agree 100%. And yet on the flip side, are we really just letting them off the hook?
Maybe.
Because you have to tell them exactly what you want. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Hey, this is what I want. This is what I'm looking forward to, blah, blah, blah. And then I'll totally be happy. And then you have to be happy with that. You can't expect something else if you've told them exactly what you want. Yeah. But my thing is, I don't know. I just feel like we're very easy to let him off the hook. And I just wonder if that's our way of doing it, is by wrapping it up in with like, I'm in charge of my own happiness and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're right. You are in charge of your own happiness and you shouldn't be disappointed because you have a great life and you have a great family and the whole thing, but it's okay to want cards.
Totally. Fully agree. Yes. I just think with everything going on, I should have, you know,
reminded
if that's
really important. Him?
Yes. You should always remind.
Okay. That I agree with. You should have reminded him.
Yes.
But all in all, it was great.
It was so fantastic. I've never really gone off the grid as far as like phone kind of, you know, just doing family time for a couple of days. No phone, no email, no social media. I mean, I would, you know, pop on for a second here or there, but I really disconnected and it was just so nice. And it was just so crazy how many more minutes you have in the day, how I felt so present. I mean, I'm behind on stuff now. But overall, it was so nice. I had special time with each one of them, you know, all the stuff we really care about, especially this year.
So it wasn't hard for you? Because remember, this is my friend who Googles how to relax.
Listen, I know that I do. No, it wasn't. It was fantastic. But also I realized that a couple cocktails helps too.
It really does.
Because you just relax in a different way, you know?
Okay, so could we talk about your birthday celebration on Saturday?
Yes, let's talk about it.
Okay, so could we talk about where we're doing it and all that? Is that okay?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so we're going to the Deck.
In Laguna.
I love this place. So I haven't been there in, I'm going to say 2 years. It's this really pretty outdoor, there's indoor areas too, but it's a big, big outdoor deck. That's the title. Restaurant, and it's fun, and there's a big bar and the whole thing. And then I discovered it years ago on Housewives because we filmed there.
Oh.
And then on the side, they have, I don't know, 4 cabanas that you can rent. And they're so cool because it's not like a cabana, what you think of like a ragtop cabana. Did you go over there?
Yeah, I sure did.
Okay. So it's kind of, wouldn't you compare it to like a studio apartment with a patio?
Exactly. And the glass is right up against the ocean.
Right. So you're like literally on the sand. Well, you're above the sand, but you're literally at the ocean and it's like a studio apartment. So you have a private bathroom and there's a little kitchenette. And then you go out on the patio and there's either you set up a table or you do couches and chairs. And it's just so pretty and it's outside. And I just think that's such a great idea.
It's such a great idea. I just texted you a picture of the space. We got the corner one, which is the best one. And I was kind of just racking my brain because we got to be outside. You got to have a small group. The hard part about, I mean, birthdays, I think in general is hard because it's hard. You know, if you have a 50 person event, that becomes a big thing and it's hard to talk to everyone. But especially right now with COVID, there's 10 people, like 10. And I, you know, if I were to do 10 people, I'd do 4 different, you know, I'd have 4 different parties of 10 to hit all my, you know, my favorite people. So, I mean, that's always hard, but especially right now, it's literally 10 people. So I just, it's 4 couples and then wait, 4 couples plus Craig and I, and then I'll do other things with my other close friends kind of, you know, differently. It's just so hard, like being so limited with COVID, but that was such a great idea that you said, because I literally couldn't find anywhere that we would all feel comfortable, that was outside, that would be nice. The weather's been so nice. And when you said that, I was like, done. I called, I went over there and then signed the contract. Perfect.
Perfect. Did that guy help you? Did that name work?
He isn't in charge of the event space or event anymore.
Oh.
A sweet lady named Sandy helped us, gave us a tour.
Good.
Of it.
Good.
Yeah. The room itself is very like kind of Tommy Bahama plus a disco ball, but I feel like we'll be outside anyways. I'm not even doing any of the little decorations inside, I don't think, because I think that's more of like a pathway to the bathroom.
Exactly. That's like, you don't have to use a public restroom. I mean, the reason why I thought of it honestly was because the way you were describing what you wanted to do was exactly that. And I thought, honestly, I thought about the bathroom because my biggest thing right now is because we go out to restaurants, really just the same 3 we always go to. But the only time I feel worried is going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Plus, people have cocktails and want to hug you and see you in the bathroom. That doesn't happen to me, so I don't feel as. But you're right. You walk through the bathroom. You're walking by people. You're in. You're closer to everybody.
Yeah, and you're just there's like you're touching things, and no matter how you wash and say, I don't know. It's just I like the private bathroom. All right. So, is there a theme?
So it's just like my normal kind of theme. Very predictable. It's hot, like all shades of pink, hot pink and bubblegum pink with tropical. No flamingos or like pineapples this year. I just did like a balloon arch. And then I got myself a little rolling cart that I'm going to drop off there. That's like clear lucite with gold. And I'm going to set up a little thing and like simple, like not over the top, not crazy. Just because, I don't know, it's outside. It's beachy. I don't know, but then I love parties so much. I remember your last brunch was so gorgeous and the table and the favors. I don't know. It's hard not to go overboard.
I know. But you know what? Listen, so you just draw the line where you want. And by the way, I mean, I'm laughing because you and I are both, whenever you and I are like, it's just simple. It just never is, but in a good way.
You're listening to Heather Dubrow's World.
I'm sure you guys heard me talk about my latest obsession, the health and wellness brand Pink. Pink is the best. It's the line of vitamins and supplements that was created by women for women, and these ladies like to give back. Pink empowers hope and is a proud supporter of National Breast Cancer Foundation. The women of Pink stay true to their wellness and charity mission, and that's something I can really get on board with. When women support each other, incredible things happen. I can't say enough great things about Pink and their products. You've got to try the Get Up and Go B12. You are going to love it. It comes in these tasty little quick dissolve tablets, super convenient, and try the Renew You probiotic for her. It helps your gut work smarter, not harder. It's not your average probiotic. It's made with concentrated cranberry to help women feel their best. Every vitamin and supplement in the Pink line is non-GMO, gluten-free, and artificial flavor-free. To learn more about the brand created by women, for women, with a cause, visit pinkproducts.com and get your $2.50 coupon and find a retailer near you.
Now back to Heather Dubrow's World.
But like with my birthday last year, I don't even remember how many people we had. 22? Was it like that, do you think?
Yeah, uh-huh.
24?
Yeah. I don't know. 12 couples, yeah.
Like that. No, was it more?
It was a long table.
It was a long table.
Maybe. I bet you it was more.
It wasn't 30. I don't remember. Anyway, the point being is that we did this whole table, but it was still in the middle. It was outside before the pandemic hit, but it was still, there were other people eating at the restaurant. And at first, when I was planning it, I was like, do I need to like bring in fake hedges and close this whole thing off? And then I was like, I love a hedge. But then I realized that was taking it to a level it didn't need to go. And then honestly, when you're sitting there, it's just, you know, it's what's in front of you is so pretty and all your friends are there and all that. So that's where I drew the line personally. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you love fabulous things and sparkly things and pink things. I say, make it fun.
Yeah.
What'd you decide about music?
So I texted your guitarist and one other, and I have not heard back yet. But I don't know. Do you think that in a space like that in general, having, you know, sometimes a guitarist, if it's a small group, can almost seem like, almost like, not awkward, but almost like they're on top of you. I don't know. That's not the right way to say it. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's a small group, sometimes I feel like you want to, you know, clap and...
I think that those kinds of guitarists are really used to playing that kind of gig. Like, do you remember the guy I hired for your baby shower?
Yes.
He was great.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't feel like it didn't feel intrusive or anything like that. It just felt like, and he was just so happy to play and look at the water and everything. I don't know. I just think it depends on what kind of vibe you want. Music really obviously changes a party so much that I think it just depends if you want that kind of like, I mean, I like it because it's beachy and more mellow and everything. But if you want it to feel, I don't know, like, is it too mellow for you? Would you rather have popular music playing? I mean, that's the question.
What do you think? I mean, I love popular music.
You could do both. You could have them play for two hours and then turn on the popular music. You could do both.
That's true. it really just makes it romantic, you know, no matter what kind of music, it just steps it up.
Yeah. I always love live music, but like yeah. Terry would always prefer, like when we got married, we had a band, we had a live orchestra.
Yeah.
If I was getting married today, I would have both. I would have live music and I would have a DJ for like late night. But you know, that's my background. I just love live music.
Right. Yeah.
Can I help in any way, by the way?
I think it's all covered. I mean, I really kind of came off of this, like being fully unplugged. And then I was like, oh shoot, I should pull some more things together. But no, I think it'll be sweet. And I think it'll be, Jenny wanted to do the cake. And so she was so sweet. She sent me a bunch of pictures. I'm like, you have great taste. Pick the cake. By the way, do I seem that controlling to where I need to have someone text me the pictures of the cake?
I don't know. I'm a little offended. I would have rather have done the cake, but we were allowed to do it.
This whole thing has been just, you know, like casually fabulous, like on purpose. And so she was texting me pictures. I'm like, I'm not that controlling. You have great taste. Pick whatever. So then I just did some other little treats and candies. And then I'm doing like my favorite, like grain-free, dairy-free stuff for you. Like the stuff that we'll actually like have 10 of, you know, I'll have like a bite, or, you know, or I'll have like a small regular donut, but then really like overdo it on my favorite, like grain-free thing. So there's a balance of everything. And then you said the food is good.
Yeah, I think the food is good. I haven't been there. I'm telling you, I think it was 2 years ago. I rented a cabana when my cousin Tim was in town with his kids because it walks right down to the sand, which is kind of cool. You know, you get a nice sunset picture.
Yeah. Do you think I should have Greg stop by or do you think that's overkill?
To me, it's exactly what you were talking about before. I think it was so brilliant how you did this photo shoot on your birthday. Oh. I can't even tell you, like, that's going to resonate with me for a long time. I think it's whatever you want. You know, sometimes he still hasn't sent me the picture from Kat's birthday. I need to call him about that. Oh. But like, I personally like not having to worry about it.
Me too. The lighting by the beach can be so weird. I like to take them, do all the poses, you know, he instructs you and then it's done. And then phone's away and you're just drinking and eating and enjoying.
100%. And that's why, well, you know, my whole thing with parties is usually I have Greg come if it's a dinner party or luncheon or something at the beginning when everyone's fresh.
Yeah.
Take pictures and then he goes and phone's away and done.
Yep.
I love that.
And he just knows me so well that like he knows how to get your shot that you want. Mm-hmm. So, you're not like second guessing. Like before, before I found him, I would still do some on my phone. Like, what if that wasn't right? But like, I just love knowing like he nailed it. He'll send it to me soon. And then you just relax in a different way rather than like one of the guys being like one-eyed, like, yeah, all of them with their glasses.
Yeah,
that was perfect. You guys nailed it. Meanwhile, someone's eyes were closed and someone's half shaded, you know?
That was like Katarina's birthday. That was completely fuzzy and hideous. And I was like, okay, that's the picture I got.
We're doing it.
You. I think I've pretty much planned. Everyone's birthdays are in process in our house.
Really?
Yes.
You're so good at doing
it. I told you that Coco's having a murder mystery party.
Yeah.
And wait, did we finish with your birthday though? Is there anything I could do? Nothing?
I think we're good. You know, I wanted to do, remember how at my baby shower you did, I feel like it's a long time to not have like a vendor, but like a vendor seems weird for adults. Like
yeah.
A caricature. There's got to be something though. It's too, I guess it's not that long. That's how long we sit at dinner. Like you guys are coming at 5:30 and it ends at 10. But I feel like there needs to be another something to do. No,
there really doesn't. This is all about eating, drinking, laughing, talking, maybe dancing a little bit. That's what's so fun is that it's a nice big space and we're not stuck sitting at a table the whole time. You can get up and walk around. It's nice.
Yeah. No adult version of a vendor, huh?
You know what? I don't even know what that looks like anymore. I have to tell you, like, I follow so many people on Instagram that I think throw great parties. And I always look and try to see, you know, what people are doing. And it always, the only thing I see for adults these days, I mean, besides like a tarot card reader, I've done the lipstick print readers before and stuff like that. Yeah. Didn't I do that at your baby shower too?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But, I think other than that, the only things I've seen are like people have cigar bars and people have, you know, something to do with like a crafted cocktail. It's always about food or beverages. It's not like an activity. I'm constantly on the hunt for what the adult version of the bouncy house and balloon twister is. And I just don't know.
Right. And you don't, I was thinking, okay, what about some sort of cool artist that would cut like a caricature artist times 10, but then we all take them home and like, really, what are you doing with that?
Nothing.
And I don't want it to be annoying for the guys, you know, but I thought there could be, yeah, we need some version. Oh, I know. I mean, but then you could do tequila tasting, vodka tasting, champagne tasting.
Oh, well, you know, I love that. I did that. I did a champagne tasting.
Yeah.
For my, whatever it was.
That was so fun. I mean, I feel like that's really all you can do is a food tasting or a drink tasting.
Yeah, that champagne tasting, I would say Nicole did that for me for my birthday and I recreated it for the boat party on Housewives.
Yeah.
That was like the most epic fun thing with the clipboards and the whole thing. I mean, so fun.
Yeah.
But the problem is this, you have to know your audience. Like if you have a group of people that love champagne or love tequila or you know what I'm saying? That's so fun. But it's like, let's say, for example, like you love champagne, but no one else does.
Right.
That's not going to be even fun for you to do a champagne tasting when everyone else is like, okay. But like, what would your favorite tasting of that kind of thing be?
You know, I really just like skinny watermelon drinks these days. That's just the jam, like a flavored vodka with a fresh watermelon smashed with lime and mint. It's just my favorite. I go to that more than champagne or anything else, but I love champagne. I would do a champagne tasting, but I don't think
that's like not your thing. So why?
Yeah. I mean, I love champagne, but just in this moment, I love the watermelon cocktails, which I need to figure out how to get those crafted right. They want you to use only their bar, which I have no problem doing, but I want to make sure I can like craft my own cocktails.
Well, if anyone listening has an idea of the adult version of the balloon twister or the bouncy house, please share. I'm totally out of ideas with that stuff because Max and I were talking about her party and she was asking me similar things. And I just, I will say, I mean, I don't know if this is boring, but I remember, but this would have to be with a group of people that really know each other well, the whole group. I went to this spa in Malibu years ago called the Ashram. And every night they had like, they brought in someone, a speaker or a musician or something. And one night they brought in a handwriting analysis person. Oh. And so everyone had to write something. Mm-hmm. And she took them all and shuffled them. And she would look at each of them and she would go, okay. And we had all been together then for like 5 days already. So everyone knew each other, right? And they'd be like, this person who wrote this is very this and that, and like named like all these characteristics. And we were all like, that's Bob. And it was like, that was Bob. And it was so funny how she really like nailed everyone. But it would be hard to do, I think, if you didn't all know each other that well. I don't know. But I think that's cool. I also I really liked that chick outside of Flora Farms that did the poems.
Yeah. That's a cool concept too. Yeah, I gotta work on that. There's gotta be something else.
Meanwhile, I'm very upset because the thing I ordered for you 5 months ago did not come in.
Oh geez, you've been telling me about this.
I know, but you know what? I got you something else. And now I'm wondering, do I tell you what it is? Maybe it's too random, that gift. Or maybe I get it for you next year. I don't know.
You know me so well. You can't go wrong. I mean,
it's what I do believe in my heart is that it's the right gift for you, but maybe the wrong year to get that gift.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Cryptic, right? Well, maybe after my second drink on Saturday, I'll tell you.
Oh, perfect. My plan is to overserve you.
But I got you something that you're going to love anyway. By the way, what Jenny told me, what did she tell me she got you? It was so cute.
She got me a Stony Clover bag, like a hot pink bag with my name on it in little gems that she gave to me a little bit ago.
What is a Stony Clover bag?
Okay, so Stony Cloverfield are like the bags that you custom put your, like you custom put patches on. So right now there's only one in New York, but they're opening one next to Love Shack Fancy at Lido Village.
Yeah.
They're opening a store. So it's like backpacks and bags and cosmetic bags that you can put, you know, like customize, put makeup on it, put, you know, sun or whatever, and put all your sunscreen in it. So it's all like custom bags.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. A big, like almost like neon pink, bright pink duffel with my name on it. It's, I mean, it's so colorful and cute and sparkly. Almost looks like a teenager would pick it out, just like how I like.
Oh God, I love it. What are you going to wear?
Again, I'm kind of doing this whole thing a little last minute because I went off the grid when I would normally do the ordering. So I woke up this morning and did it like an overnight on Revolve and overnight on Nordstrom. So basically whatever fits. I mean, the bracelet didn't fit, so that I won't be wearing that. Whatever fits from the overnight deliveries is what I'll be wearing. But I thought it was going to be really hot, but now it looks like it's kind of going to be a little cloudy. It says 69 and partial sun. So hopefully that picks up.
Yeah, it looks a little chilly when the sun goes down. Are there heaters out there?
We have heaters and I'm sure it'll be fine. I just want it to be like sunny enough.
It's going to be beautiful. You know what? Everyone's just very excited to be there and celebrate with you and have fun. And I'm so excited that our show ends at a decent time.
Yes, I know that all worked out. Tell me where you're at with the kids parties.
Okay. So Katz is done. Mm-hmm. Terry's is done. Mm-hmm. Check those two boxes. Next up is the twins. Nikki is just going to have a dinner with his buddies.
Yeah.
And no big deal. I will probably end up getting him a cake. But he doesn't want like any decorations or anything like that. No. And then, Coco's having a murder mystery party because she loves Clue. Yeah. I told you this, that we got the cottage. The only thing I don't know what to do about her is, let me ask you this. So when it comes to parties, you know, like we're just talking about with your party, like I like to set the scene. I want it to be beautiful and the whole thing. She's turning 10. I think the party is going to be really fun because it's an experience, right? It's a murder mystery. They have to solve the murder and it's like they break it up into sections for them and you know there'll be breaks where they eat and they can run around outside a little bit and I think it's going to be really fun, but I have a quick turnaround to set the place up. Okay. And so I was thinking, like, how much decorating do you really need for a party like that?
Probably not very much, right?
My instinct was to like get black tablecloths, mm-hmm, and just drape anything in the cottage with black tablecloths, the sofas and the coffee table and the bar where kitchen is, and then maybe just like some clusters of balloons.
Smart. Yeah.
With like maybe question marks or something.
That's a good idea.
Right?
Yeah. Very Clue-ish. I like that.
Or does that feel like a gender reveal?
Not if it's black and white.
Well, something like that. But maybe I'll have her pick colors. But I'm just saying, like, maybe just like clusters of balloons and like have Brooke do a really cool dessert table as kind of like with a little backdrop that's like the photo moment, perhaps. Yeah. And then that's it.
What does the cake look like for a murder mystery party?
So she doesn't want a cake. She's not really into cakes. She'd rather have an ice cream cake, she told me. And then I thought, you know, ice cream cakes are such a pain in the ass. I love it. I mean, I know they love ice cream cakes. I will serve an ice cream cake at home for like the family party for her. Mm-hmm. But at the party, you know, with an ice cream cake, you have to like defrost it exactly right. If it's too hard, it's a problem. If it's too soft, it's a problem. So what I what I suggested that she seemed to like was having Brooke do like a whole murder mystery Clue type dessert bar, which will include a sundae bar.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Right.
Activity too.
Yeah. And I'm just going to do kid food. It's just going to be like, you know, chicken fingers and French fries and maybe mini pizzas and pigs in blankets, stuff like that. And just keep it super simple and the dessert bar and that's it.
And are you telling parents that they must drop off?
Yes, it's definitely a drop off. But you know what? Oh yeah, because I guess she's had always had big outdoor parties. But even no, she did like a laser tag party. Everyone dropped off. I feel like at 10 years old,
it's people. Assumed, yeah.
I think it's understood. But you know what? Now that you've said that, I'll be sure to write that. And I have to say no siblings because it's a very specific party where everyone has a role, and you know can't be too many people or else it'll be all hell breaking loose. Anyway, so she's doing that. She's very excited. And Max wants to have a bit of a garden party. So I'm going to do it out in our front, like courtyard area. So in our motor court area, you know, it's all hedged in. Mm-hmm. So I can use two of our existing hedges as like part of the whole thing and just, you know, maybe get two little fake hedges to turn it into more of an outdoor room kind of thing. And she's only having it. It's only going to be six kids and it's outside. And she wants like a garden party, like, and charcuterie and, you know, that kind of food and pretty desserts and teas. And
so sweet.
Yeah.
In a way, kind of similar to what she did on Valentine's Day, right? With a close group of friends.
Yeah.
The Valentine's party. That was so cute.
Yeah, it was, it'll be kind of like that, but outside. And, but you know, with her, the same thing we were talking about, like, she was like, what can we do as an activity? And that's, it's like a hard thing. I don't know. I'm like, do you want to make flower crowns? Do you want, like, I don't know. What do you want to do?
Yeah. Flower crowns are so cute. That's a great idea. But I feel like at least for teenagers, you can do, I don't know, different things with photos or, I don't know. I just feel like there's more options than for adults.
But there's only six of them. And it's not, I don't want it to be like, it's going to be beautiful. And she really like, what's important to Max is she really likes a beautiful setup. And she likes, you know, she likes the environment and she likes that kind of food. And so, and she wants the photo. She really loves doing that. So she picked out this beautiful dress and she said, Mom, can I... It wasn't crazy expensive, but you know, it wasn't $5. So she showed it to me and she's like, listen, I don't need any gifts. You know, you've given me so much. She's like, but for a gift, could I have this dress to wear to my party?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yes. Oh my gosh. It's so pretty. It's like, it's sort of like a dark sand color and it's sparkly and it's like flowy. It's so pretty.
Did she find it herself?
Hmm?
Did she find it herself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. It's like a party dress. It's just so pretty. I mean, it feels like she just wants a very like romantic garden luncheon thing.
Crazy. And so since their birthday is so close to Thanksgiving, what day are, I mean, not like what date, but like, are you doing it before or after? What if people go?
No, Nikki's going to have his thing Friday. She's going to have her thing Saturday. Yeah. And then we'll celebrate their actual birthday. I don't know. Maybe we'll either celebrate it on their actual birthday or we'll celebrate it on Thanksgiving. I don't know when we'll do it. Whatever they want.
Yeah. And then you have Coco's and then.
And that's pretty much set. And that's it. And then, you know, we're staying home. We're going away for Thanksgiving. We're staying home for Christmas and New Year's, which is a new thing for us.
Very new. And so what's on the radar for your birthday?
I got nothing.
Well, you helped me with so much with my idea. I got to think of things for your idea.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, I was saying yesterday on the show, I've been in such a funk the last couple of weeks, just so many no's. And I'm trying to just pull myself out of that. So I'm not even going there yet. And I don't know. I'm just not feeling that. I need to get myself back into the right headspace. Yeah. And did you see my post about my one Halloween decoration?
Yes.
Okay. So Nikki carved a pumpkin for this report he was doing at school in broadcast journalism. And he stuck it in the topiary outside. I took a picture. That's it. We're done. No Halloween decorations at all. However, my Christmas lights are up.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
They're not done. They're being tweaked. So that's why I haven't done a video yet, but they're so beautiful and they make me so so happy. And I think I'm now actually looking forward to being at home for Christmas, New Year's this year. But I do want to do something for New Year's. I don't even understand what New Year's looks like this year.
I know. I feel like that's why when you're asking me about stuff for this weekend, you know, you and I are not like last minute people in general. Like we make decisions, we make them quickly, we plan it. But for this was because I feel like life is so weird right now. Don't you feel like we're working in like, I don't know, 2 week increments? Like everything changes so much. I didn't plan anything a month ago because you never know. Is everyone going to feel comfortable? Are things still going to be as they are? So I was like, you know, I'm fine with it. Just I feel like everything is more casual this year. Let's just wait till it gets closer. And sometimes hopefully it'll work out that way. You know, everyone was available, which worked out great. And you know, hopefully it kind of works out. But I think that's how yours will be. As it gets closer, you know, more like a month out, it'll feel more like, all right, like let's think about what feels right. But right now it feels so far out. It's, I don't know.
Well, we have plenty of time. And so we'll worry about that later. But I will tell you this, before, in our last few minutes, I started to talk about the bra thing. And I just want to say, I just want to say this out loud because I bought some new bras because it was time. I am so bummed that I can't go into the store. Do you have like a go-to bra brand?
I just wear like racer bras with no.
Oh, well, you're lucky you could do that. Some of us cannot. So some of us need underwire and like pulleys and, you know,
tuck it in and pull it up
and magic. So, but here's the thing, what I was going to say. So I like the Ungossamer bras. Because they're like nice and soft, but they, and the underwire is good, but they're just, I don't know. They always just seem to fit nice and they look good. But I just have to tell everyone, if you've never been fit for a bra properly, I highly recommend going to do this. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because I know my size. So I bought my normal size and it's not right anymore. Yeah. And you know what? Breasts change. The age, weight, hormones, the whole deal, they change. And I am not sponsored by Bloomingdale's, unfortunately, but I am telling you that Bloomingdale's trains their people so incredibly well. I so recommend this. If you've never had this done, go get fit properly for the correct bra, and they have a great selection. And if you've got, you know, a preteen or, you know, a teenager that's ready for that too, oh my gosh, absolutely go.
That's a great idea. You're right, because you could be wearing the wrong size, the wrong style.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised, like if you, when you have the wrong undergarments on, like your clothes actually look different and fit differently depending on what you're wearing underneath them.
So true.
So I'm just saying, I don't know why this like came up to me, but I'm just saying it does. All right, and I have to tell you, and then the other thing I have to tell you is, so I am a dumbass and I think I started to tell you the story about our passports, and I went in to get my passports renewed for all the children. Terry and I did the fast one, which hasn't come back yet, which is concerning because we're thinking about leaving on a little trip. So hopefully they'll come back in time. But I went to go do all the kids' ones, and I had someone help me with it, and that didn't go well, and I didn't have any of the right things. So it was a real cluster and a wasted day, which I was not happy about.
Did you go to LA?
No. I was here, but
okay.
No, because theirs wasn't expedited. You can't, expediting kids is a problem because, you know, both parents have to be there or one has to sign a
notary, thing,
you know, because, you know, if obviously people stealing kids and whatnot. Anyway, but I thought I had an appointment. And so I got everything done and I made everyone get their pictures taken and the whole thing. Well, here's the update. Okay. So I didn't have anything I was supposed to have. Totally irritated, came home, did it myself, which I should have done in the first place. By the way, it's no one anyone knows that did this for me. I just want to make this very clear. It wasn't Victoria, it wasn't Terry, it was no one anyone knows. But anyway, so I got all the correct information. But what I realized was, number one, only Coco's is expiring this year.
Oh, geez.
The other three don't expire till the following year, which is ridiculous. But then I found out, and I found out that when they're 16, they really only need one parent present, not both.
Oh.
Okay. That was a new piece of information.
Yeah.
And then the next thing is, this is what I decided. Oh, and Coco's picture, the original one she took, I'm showing it to you and I'm going to post it, even though it's going to piss her off, looks like a mugshot.
Did you tell her to smile?
You're not allowed to smile. Here's what else I've learned. Your ears need to show, and you're not allowed to smile. And when you get the picture taken for your passport, when you go to like CVS or anywhere, they put it in a machine and it gets rejected or accepted.
Crazy.
So you can't make a face or anything. Mine's hideous. Where's mine? I look bald and it's hideous and I'm smirking.
See, that's a good, you have a very good no smile smile, by the way, in life and in your passport photo, apparently.
No, I am telling you, my last passport photo was very good. So I'm not happy about this. But in any event, the
it's
only
like
thing
a driver's happy- license. It's like, I don't want to update my driver's license photo. I want the one from 10 years ago. I'm good.
So I did have a new picture taken for her, which I was very, very happy about. But this is what I decided to do. Because Max and Nick, you're like, oh, screw it. We'll go the next year then. I go, no, we're going now. Because what I realized is the passports are good for 10 years.
Yeah.
Maybe not Coco's.
Yeah, I feel like the kids are not 10 years. The kids, I think, are five or eight. Yeah, something like that. And then adults are 10?
Adults are 10. But all right, so I need to look that up. So I should have looked that up before I started telling you this story. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that I will never have to go with Max or Nikki or Katarina to do theirs again, ever. They can go by themselves. What does it say?
10 years. If you're 16 or older when it's issued, your passport's valid for 10 years. If you're 16 or younger when it's issued, it's valid for 5 years.
Okay. So Kat won't have to redo hers until she's 19, which she can do by herself.
Yep.
The twins are almost 17, dunzo. So the only one I have to do, so Coco is turning 10, so she'll be 15. So I'll have to do one more with her and then I'm done.
The crazy thing is, but you should do the older ones now because they kind of have that loose rule where it can't expire within 6 months of travel.
Right. But they're not expiring for a year and a half. So they have time, but it doesn't matter. I have all the information together. I have everything printed out in black and white and color just in case anyone, you know, because, I am not going to mess this one up. So I have everything ready to go. And I said, we have an appointment. We are going, we are getting renewed. And then three of you, you're on your own.
Yep. This is my last time doing it. Watch and learn.
That's right. I'm hitting the ground running.
Yeah.
Right. I have to pick up Katarina at tennis. I love you. I'm so excited to celebrate your birthday.
You're so sweet. I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
I wanted to wear something pink in your honor, but the thing I have that's pink didn't fit. So I will not be wearing pink. Unless I find something else that fits. But I feel like I have so much more to talk to you about. There's other things we need to talk about. So you'll come back on. I'll see what the schedule is next week. I think we have time or the week after and we'll continue from here and we'll do a regroup on your birthday and the whole thing. And I wanted to have a conversation about death plans.
Oh, let's do that. That's a great idea.
Okay. So we'll talk about that. So let's talk about that next week after your birthday. We'll talk about the death plan.
Perfect. Good timing.
All right. I love you so much. Tell everyone where to find you.
On Instagram at Lindsay's Cloud.
All right. I love you. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you again for all of the incredible comments on yesterday's show. I can't tell you honestly how it lifted my spirits and it made me so happy it lifted all of your spirits. And I'm just so thankful for this community. And I'm listening to all the comments. And I think you guys are all going to be really excited about the cool things to come. So thank you guys so much. And I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to Heather Dubrow's World. Download new episodes every Thursday and Friday on Podcast One, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts. And please make sure to subscribe to the show and leave a lovely 5-star rating. Go to Apple Podcasts and say how much you love Heather Dubrow's World. See you next week.